This is North Shore Today for Friday, December 9, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the mid-40s. A recount in a very tight Massachusetts House race has resulted in a new winner. Following a district-wide recount, Democrat Christian Kasner now leads incumbent Lenny Mira by one vote. The Salem News reports that prior to the start of the recount, Mira led by 10 votes. The second Essex district includes Georgetown, Hamilton, Ipswich, Newbury, Rowley, and Topsfield. Channel 25 is reporting today that a suspicious powder substance was found at Revere High School yesterday. The substance is being tested as part of an active investigation. Yesterday we reported that Nahant, with permission from the state, will begin killing coyotes. David Waddles from the state's Fish and Game Department says it's difficult to know which coyotes are the aggressive animals.
Yeah, not necessarily. I mean, it can, you can't say necessarily either way how that's going to happen. It could be that it is the alpha members of that family group that are the aggressive ones. Removing them could cause the problems to go away. It's possible that it's some of the subordinate members of the pack that are as aggressive. As Tony was saying, as Josh was saying, unfortunately, that is the main difficulty here, is that we can't identify the individual that is doing this. And so I, you know, this unfortunately is a case where, and I think it's pretty clear from all the discussions we've had in the past, that it is certainly not the policy of the Division of Fish and Wildlife to make any attempts to eradicate coyotes. But we are placing human health and safety above the coyotes in this instance. And if we have to remove a number of coyotes from the hunt in order to achieve that and protect human health and safety, then that is the position that we are going to take.
The end result of this safety plan to dispatch the animals will likely not eliminate coyotes in the hunt.
It is very unlikely that you are going to eliminate coyotes from the hunt. They are extremely resilient in terms of their ability to rebound when any attempts are made to do that. It's happened over and over again across the country historically. So it's not an instance of where there's an attempt here to eradicate coyotes. It is really trying to remove those individuals that are being aggressive towards people.
That's David Waddle speaking this week to Nahant residents at the Select Board's meeting. The Daily Item is reporting that vandals struck the Roller World skating facility Saturday night in Saugus. According to the owner, damage is in the thousands of dollars. Security camera video is being reviewed. And Newburyport continues its invitation nights tonight, featuring downtown businesses. This is Mayor Sean Reardon.
So just a reminder, so the next two Fridays are invitation nights downtown, so the stores will open a little later. Please shop local, support our businesses during this holiday season. So that's the next two Fridays. And then on Saturday, right across from my front door here at City Hall in Brown Square, we're going to have Santa's Workshop, and that's throughout the day, so you can bring your kids down to meet Santa. There's going to be, you know, treats and a hot chocolate stand set up as well. So please come down and visit us down here at Santa's Workshop, and that'll be going on for the next two Saturdays and Sundays down in Brown Square as well.
The Newburyport Mayor's Corner Show is posted below on our website. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins play in Arizona against the Coyotes tonight. The Celtics play at Golden State on Saturday. Men's college basketball, Endicott over Salem State, 77-63. We have a complete post on this game on our website. Women's college basketball, Salem State beat Eastern Nazarene, 69-60. Details below with some local names on this North Shore Today post. Men's college hockey, New England over Salem State, 4-1. The Salem News has named Kiara Sweetnan of Marblehead High School as their Volleyball Player of the Year. Be sure to check out North Shore Sports Night Monday night at 7. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.